Stefan Kopenschap here again for PHP Benelux, introducing one of the speakers of the PHP Benelux conference for next year. And tonight it's Lorna. Hi, Lorna.
Hi there.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
That's very good. So you're one of the speakers of PHP Benelux conference, but maybe some people living under a stone somewhere haven't heard of you yet. So could you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Lorna Mitchell. Some of you will know me as Lorna Jane. That's the nickname that I use online. And my personal site is at lornajane.net. By day, I work for iBuildings. I'm based in the north of England, and I'm remote from the iBuildings UK office. At iBuildings, I do a number of different things. I'm the editor-in-chief at Tech Portal, which is our developer portal site. I also run our PHP Academy, which means I'm involved in coaching our trainers and hosting some of the events that we run. But I am still a developer, so sometimes I'm doing development consultancy or delivering training. So it's a real mixed bag. Outside of work, I'm involved with the PHP Northwest user group. I'm one of the organisers of that group and of their conference, which is held every autumn in Manchester in the UK. And I'm also involved with PHP Women, their European representative, looking to encourage women in PHP everywhere.
Wow, that's quite some stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, I'm a busy girl.
Right, so you're coming over to Antwerp for the conference and you're going to do a talk there. Could you tell us a bit about that talk? What is it about?
Okay, so the talk that I'll be giving at the Benelux conference is called Passing the Joel Test in the PHP World. And there's a guy called Joel Spolsky who's a well-known software writer, and he wrote a test which had 12 criteria which he considered that good software teams should meet. And it's things like, do you use source control? Do you have a bug tracker? And these kind of things. So there's lots of kind of best practices aspects to it, but it's quite old now, and Joel is a desktop developer. So the idea of this is that I take his test and look at how we would achieve some of those things in the PHP web development sector, and also which of his points don't really apply to us, and look at adding some new ones. So it's a really nice way of sort of looking at how our industry differs from the best practices elsewhere.
Right, that sounds very good, but the questions you just asked are like things like a bug tracker and version control. Isn't that like used everywhere already?
You'd be surprised. Not everywhere does use them. And there's lots of other elements in the Joel test, and it's things like planning and estimating. Do you have a spec? Do you have a schedule? Do you fix bugs before you move on to new work? So there's actually quite a lot in there looking at the whole development process, the tools, the life cycle. And it's not unusual for people to tell me that their teams are only scoring 2 or 3. And my question is always, so what's the thing that you'll score next?
Right. So the whole talk is about getting people to think about how to improve their own development projects, basically.
Yeah. And even if your team is only scoring 2 or 3 and not 12, the message is not you should be doing all of these things. It's here are some things. Which one will you do? You know, because I think we can all improve just, you know, a little bit.
Right. Yeah. People that want to attend your talk, should they be more of the manager type person or more of the developers or just about anything?
I think everybody gets something from this, actually, because there are some real developer type things that as individual developers, we can change ourselves. But there's definitely some bigger picture stuff that anybody running a team, technical lead, project managers and development managers, they will also take ideas away from it. And having a selection of people there always makes the questions section more interesting because we're bringing together many different points of view.
Right. So a lot of the developers that I meet, they really want to improve, but they have trouble convincing their manager. Will they get some tips out of your talk about how to convince their manager to get to that next level?
Definitely. I think the social and political aspect of change is the biggest problem. We can all read the technical instructions for a new tool and start using it. But working with getting that included in an organisation, especially if somebody needs to pay for something to make that happen, is a huge hurdle. And we'll definitely talk about those aspects as well. And hopefully I'll be able to give people some ideas.
That sounds excellent. Actually, I've already seen the talk, so I was quite happy that we were able to get you over.
Yeah, well, I like this talk. I'm really excited to be coming at all, of course, but also to be bringing this talk.
Good, good. Well, I think that's about it. Is there some last thing that you would really want to say to the people that are either already coming or considering coming to the PHP Benelux conference?
Well, I think they should definitely go. For me, this is a little bit outside of my usual patch. You know, I'm based in the UK. So although iBuildings is a Dutch company and I will be visiting those offices during the same trip, I don't get to meet as many people in that kind of area as often as I'd like to. So I hope that loads of people will come down to the event, come to the talk, but also come and join us. For a fun weekend, because it's the first conference, it's the inaugural conference of PHP Benelux, and I think it's going to be great.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I'll definitely see you in Antwerp.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.